Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today we're continuing to talk about Nate and Jeremiah, the dynamic design duo. This is a TV show on TLC. Actually, the title of the show is Nate and Jeremiah by Design. Mm. Basically, these two people are interior designers, and they try to help out people with their design problems, with renovations and things like that. They've been helping out celebrities and ordinary homeowners alike for quite some time.
Yeah, so they put their talents and their expertise together, and they go to the rescue of some desperate homeowners. If anybody out there has been through the process of remodeling or renovation, they know how hard it is. It's tough to live in a home that's being remodeled or renovated because everything's kind of pulled apart. It's a mess. You have to walk through and, you know, it's not fun. But once it's done, it's pretty spectacular because you feel like you have a new house. Well, these two are going to help out a different couple in this particular lesson. They've got Rochelle and Greg. And they're trying to find the perfect house for their family of four. They're trying to renovate it. Their house is kind of old. It was first built in 1961, so it's not new. So they need some major renovations, which means, ooh, a lot of work and a lot of money. Let's go ahead and read through our lesson, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
Rochelle and Greg have found the perfect house for their family of four. Built in 1961, however, the house needs major renovations to bring it up to date. In fact, the kitchen is so old and disgusting that Rochelle refuses to spend time in it. As a result, she's missing out on important quality time with her husband and daughters. The renovations they've done to the kitchen, dining room, and living room so far have already cost them $30,000 US, and they're not even close to being finished. Making things even harder for the family is Rochelle's inability to throw things away. Every spare bit of space is piled up with toys, clothing, and more. Fortunately, Nate and Jeremiah arrive just in time to keep this family from falling apart. When Nate and Jeremiah hear the budget they've got to work with, $45,000 US, they know they have their work cut out for them. There's no way they can update the electrical and plumbing systems and redo a kitchen for that amount, let alone finish renovating the dining and living rooms. Not wanting to shy away from a challenge, Nate and Jeremiah get on their phones and start calling every contact they have. Pretty soon, they've called in enough favors to make the renovations happen. They've even convinced Rochelle to throw a yard sale. Even though she makes a mere $350 US, Rochelle finally learns to let go of the clutter she doesn't need. In the end, Nate and Jeremiah turn Rochelle and Greg's money pit of a home into a modern masterpiece. To see Nate and Jeremiah work their magic, check out Nate and Jeremiah by Design on TLC this September.
Okay, guys, today we have a different couple. Rochelle and Greg says here they've found the perfect house for their family of four. But it's not quite what they want currently, so they've got to change it, which means some major renovations. Because it's kind of an old house built in 1961. Probably needs some new electrical wiring, maybe some new plumbing put in, which is a big pain. It's a lot of work. So it says here they want to bring it up to date. They want it to look modern. So if you bring something up to date, it looks like it exists in current time and it wasn't built back in the 60s or 70s. They want it to look new.
Right, to bring it up to date, to make it modern, not only in appearance, but possibly to have new materials. Maybe they need to get rid of the old asbestos or something like that, or put in some new insulation, some more efficient electrical wiring and things like that, or better plumbing. So basically, yes, they need to make those renovations to make it as good as new. In fact, the kitchen is so old and disgusting that Rochelle refuses to spend time in it. So kitchens sometimes can get old because there's a lot of water and food going through them, so there's going to be rust, and maybe the sinks and the counters are all old-fashioned, and nobody wants to go in there and cook at all, and they probably smell a lot. So that's why we're describing the kitchen being so old and disgusting. Mm. If something is disgusting, it basically causes you some kind of discomfort because you look at it or you smell it or it just makes you feel kind of sick, basically. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, what a disgusting smell. When I first smelled chō tofu, I thought, oh, that's a disgusting smell. How could anybody possibly eat something like that?
Yeah. Another word you can use there instead is just gross. It's old and gross. And like Tom said, a lot of the kitchens and bathrooms, because of the water issue, they turn out to smell pretty bad after years and years and years of use. So poor Rochelle, she doesn't even want to go in there and cook. She doesn't even want to spend time there at all. As a result, she's missing out on important quality time with her husband and daughters. So they've got a family of four, but they don't have any sons. So if she's missing out on something, or if you're missing out on something, you're not taking advantage of some sort of experience. You're letting it go by. For example, maybe you had to work this weekend and you missed out on a really fun party all your friends went to. Well, she's missing out on important quality time with her husband and daughters. We often talk about quality time for parents and their children. We may not have a lot of time with kids, but what time you do have, you want to make it count. You want it to be meaningful, and to be quality time means your kids will remember spending that time with mom or dad.
Exactly. So she's not enjoying that opportunity to have that quality time with her family there. Quality time, of course, means great time spent together, enjoying each other's company, not ignoring each other,
yeah,
or off in your own little electronic worlds. And the renovations they've done to the kitchen, dining room, and living room so far have already cost them $30,000 US, and they're not even close to being finished.
Wow.
So they've done some renovations so far. They've done some renovations to the kitchen, to the dining room where they eat, and also the living room,
mm-hmm,
where they spend time watching TV and stuff like that. But they've already spent about $30,000 US. But still, it's an unfinished job. It's a work in progress. They're not even close to being finished. My goodness, what are they going to do?
That's a ton of money. And they've only done, I think, three rooms. So maybe they have a lot of cash available for their renovation. That sounds like a lot of money to me. And it says they're not even close to being finished. So making things even harder for the family is Rochelle's inability to throw things away. Some people like to keep everything they have. You've probably seen shows where maybe a neighbor goes to visit and they knock on the door and that person can't even open the door. There's so much stuff that they're keeping inside their house, all their newspapers and everything they buy, they keep. I know it's hard sometimes to throw things away, but it takes some discipline to do it, but you got to do it or you're going to end up with too much stuff. Well, that's Rochelle. She has a hard time throwing things away. It says every spare bit of space is piled up with toys, clothing, and more. So if you have anything that's spare, it's considered to be extra. Maybe space that you don't need to live in, that bit of spare space is being used up by lots of toys and clothing and more. If it's piled up, it means things are placed one on top of the other, and it's a big pile that you're looking at. So that's another problem besides the renovation. She needs to throw stuff out.
Right, so she's got lots of junk there, and if you've got lots of junk, of course, it makes it difficult to make renovations and clean up the house and stuff like that. So it's all piled up with those toys, all that clothing and more. These are probably things that the kids played with before, and she has a sentimental attachment to those things. She just doesn't want to give them away or donate them to different kinds of organizations. You could donate the clothing and the toys, and she's got other stuff as well, probably old books and old magazines that got special offers, and you never know when you're going to need that kind kind of stuff. So she's keeping it all there. And that, of course, is getting in the way of them finishing their renovations. Well, fortunately, Nate and Jeremiah arrive just in time to keep this family from falling apart. So fortunately, that's something you say when a situation is kind of bad and then you have a sudden change for the better. Well, it was raining and we were going to go on a picnic, but fortunately, the sun came out so we could have our picnic. So it was good that that happened. So it's good that Nate and Jeremiah arrived just in time and they're stopping the family from falling apart. I suppose they're having a lot of problems there, arguing about all the junk in the house and why they haven't finished yet. Oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault, et cetera, et cetera. So the family probably is falling apart because of that. To fall apart just means to have problems and become smaller pieces.
Or if you're talking about a piece of machinery, maybe you've got a scooter and you feel like it's starting to fall apart. It's just not working the way it should. It's not running smoothly. And in order to get it to work better, you got to go get it fixed. Got to go to a mechanic. Here, though, their family's probably doing some arguing, you know, not getting along like they really could. When families have problems, that's the first thing they do is start arguing and fighting. And they arrive, these two designers, they arrive just in time to keep this family from literally falling apart. So in the next paragraph, we start out with Nate and Jeremiah hearing the budget they've got to work with. If you're going to renovate or remodel, you should always start with a budget. If you don't, you'll end up spending much more money than you planned on or that you even have. But they hear the budget they've got, and it's $45,000 US, and they know they have their work cut out for them. When you see that phrase, to have your work cut out for you, it means you've got to face something that's pretty darn difficult. It's not easy. So you can see it in front of you. It's not a surprise. You know that what's ahead is going to be difficult.
Indeed. So, yes, indeed, it's going to be a difficult task. They've got their work cut out for them with only $45,000 in their budget. What the heck are they going to do? Well, we'll find out how they tackle this problem in just a couple of seconds. Please stay tuned. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续看第七单元。好，第七单元要谈的其实是一对设计师 Nate and Jeremiah。当然他们开了一个新的节目，这个节目内容就是在帮一般的家庭来解决他们室内装潢的问题。好，这一对小组他们是一个 duo， 那这个二人小组他们之前有第一个案例，一对做事情呢优柔寡断的夫妻，然后来解决他们家里的室内装潢的问题，而接下来是第二个案例，第二个案例也是一对夫妻。好，这一对夫妻呢基本上也是一样，他们是一个四口之家 ，their family of four。好，注意到这个用法哦。我们说，哎，这是一个四口之家，你这个 a family of 后面加那个数字，所以它其实是一个蛮实用的用法哈。这个四口之家的这个家庭到底有什么问题呢？这个情况不太一样，是因为这是一栋老房子 ，built in 1961。好，注意到了 ，built B-U-I-L-T， 这当然是过去分词。的确，他谈的就是后面的主词 ，the house。The house was built in 1961。当然，你不需要那么长的一个子句，你只要简化为分词，过去分词表示被动就可以了。好，那这栋房子的时间有那么一点久远，所以呢，要让它焕然一新，可见需要浩大的整修工程。那现在就让这一对达人，也就是 Nate and Jeremiah 来帮他们解决他们的问题。那说到这个房子哦，因为旧，所以里面的设计，尤其是像房子里的厨房，其实这个女主人都不太愿意在里头工作，所以也就让这个家庭自己和谐相处上可能有那么一点困难。所以呢，哎，现在他就说了，Nate 他们就要帮他们解决问题。不过有一点哦，就是他这边提到 ，making things even harder for the family is Rochelle's inability to throw things away。刚刚说到房子老旧的问题之外哦。 再来讲，其实可能让情况更困难的是这一点，就是女主人本身哦，她没办法把东西丢掉，哎，她东西就是舍不得丢。注意到这个句构哦，仔细看就会发现它也是倒装句，因为真正的主词事实上是 be 动词 is 后面的这一长串，然后 Rochelle's inability to blah blah blah， 这个就是让事情变得更加困难的。哎，那我们晓得 making things 这一段开头其实是原来放在补语的位置上，所以本来应该是主词摆到前面，补语摆后面，不过我们倒过来就可以让讯息焦点往后延，然后我就会知道哦，问题是什么。好了，我们看到这个地方有一个字啊，就是 inability。 我们看一下哦， inability 字面上看起来应该还蛮清楚的， in 这个否定的字首让 ability 变成，哎，我们可以多学一个字，因为 ability 是能力， inability 呢它是代表没有办法做到，没有这个能力。不过有一点，我们有时候会谈所谓的反义字，如果你看到一个字是 disability， 看到 D-I-S 在前面的话，那 disability 的意思它当然也是一个名词，哎，它的意思就变成了障碍、阻碍。所以我们常常说有一个人他可能身体，比如说他有残废，你会说他有 physical disability。 不过注意到这里是 inability， 意思就是无法，他没有办法去丢东西。好，接下来我们来看看室内设计达人怎么帮这个家庭解决问题。哎，首先这里呢他就说，因为他们了解了这个状况，所以他们也知道，哇， they know they have their work cut out for them。 cut out for them 这个 cut 其实，哎，是一个过去分词，指的就是 their work 这个工作是为他们而设计的。这当然字面的意思是这样，但其实也就是说这可是一个艰巨的任务要让他们去完成。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. We're talking about a different couple today, Rochelle and Greg. They have found what they consider to be the perfect house for their family of four. They've got two daughters. It was built in 1961. It's not a new house. So they're moving into a house that they feel needs major renovations, so that brings it up to date. It's more modern, that it's safe to live in. If your electrical wiring isn't up to date, it could be dangerous. It could start a fire. Or maybe the plumbing's not working. You could have a pipe break or burst and flood a room. So they want to do a lot of renovation work. So the kitchen we know is gross. It's old and disgusting. Rochelle just tends to hold on to everything she gets. She doesn't find it easy to throw things away or give things away. And every little spare bit of space in their house is just piled up with lots of things. Toys, clothes, more. But fortunately, here's the good news. Nate and Jeremiah arrived just in time to keep this family together and to keep them from falling apart.
Right. Okay. So again, they've got a small budget to work with. So it says there's no way they can update the electrical and plumbing systems and redo a kitchen for that amount, let alone finish renovating the dining and living rooms. So not only do they have to update these different systems, but they also have to finish renovating the dining and living rooms. So basically you can say not only do they have these things, but also they have the other things there. So when we have this term let alone, we're talking about something extra that might be almost impossible because the first one itself is not very easy to accomplish. So yes, indeed, they need to update the electrical and plumbing systems and redo the kitchen, but they still got to finish renovating the dining room. So they can't update the electrical and plumbing systems, let alone finish renovating the dining and living rooms. How the heck are they going to do those things?
Yeah, Tom and I were talking about the phrase much less. Much less is the same as let alone. So you're going to mention what's difficult first, and then the following part's even harder. There's no way. For example, I was too tired to walk, let alone run. So if you can't walk, there's no way you're going to run. There was no way they had enough money to even update the electrical plumbing and redo the kitchen. Well, if they can't do that, they're not going to be able to finish renovating the dining and living rooms, too. So let alone, not to mention, that's what that means. But what follows is even more impossible than what is preceding that phrase, much less or let alone. Not wanting to shy away from a challenge, Nate and Jeremiah get on their phones and start calling every contact they have. If you're in business, the one great thing about being in business for a long time is you have a lot of contacts. You have connections. You have people that you've worked with, that you trust. Maybe they owe you a favor, and that's what we're talking about here. To shy away from something means you're afraid to try it. But they're not afraid to shy away. They can do it. They're bold. So they're not wanting to just kind of move away slowly because this is difficult. That's what a challenge is, something that's difficult to achieve. They are facing it head on, and they're going to tackle it. So they get on their phones and see if they can find some friends to help.
Kind of interesting here because the word shy is usually an adjective to describe someone who's kind of afraid of talking to other people, but we're using it as a verb here to shy away from something. They don't want to shy away. They want to accept this challenge. So they get on their phones and start calling all their contacts, people that they know that do similar work that could come and help them out. And pretty soon they've called in enough favors to make the renovations happen. So I guess these are people who they've helped in the past and they owe them favors or something. So, yeah, they need some kind of cheap work here because they've got such a small budget. So they're calling all these contacts and they've called in these favors. And so all these people come over and then they can make the renovations happen. I guess these people are working for free because they kind of owe them favors.
That's how it works sometimes. You just hope that you've had, you've helped enough other friends that when it's your turn that you need help, they'll come and help you out with some favors. So they've even convinced Rochelle, the mom, to throw a yard sale. Very good. If you convince someone to do something, you have really good arguments or reasons why they should. You're very persuasive, and you actually get them to agree to do something. So they've convinced her, hey, you don't need all this crap in your house. You can give away some of the clothes and toys and stuff that are just piling up inside. Throw a yard sale. If you throw a yard sale, it means you have a yard sale. You put out things that you don't want on your front yard, maybe your backyard, and you invite people to come over and look at them and buy them for a pretty cheap price.
Right, so you can throw a yard sale. Oftentimes we say you throw a party, you organize and put on a party and stuff like that. So they're going to have a yard sale. And even though she makes a mere $350 at the yard sale, Rochelle finally learns to let go of the clutter she doesn't need. So again, she's got all this clutter, which means stuff that she doesn't really need, and it's in the way. And so she has a yard sale, or sometimes it's called a rummage sale, or a jumble sale. Basically, you just sell used items, and people passing by can stop by and get some bargains there. You can sell old, used household items. I don't really see them so much here in Taiwan, but they're quite popular in the United States. And elsewhere. And so she only makes $350, so that's not much. It's a mere $350. Mere here just means a small amount. It's just a very small amount, $350. But I suppose you could spend it on something.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it's free money as far as I'm concerned. She wasn't going to sell anything. She was going to hold on to that stuff. So it's not a lot of money, but it's not bad. You could take that and go have some fun. So she finally learns to let go, to release all that clutter, that junk she doesn't need. We also call them a junk sale, too. Although people like to feel like they're buying something valuable. In the end, Nate and Jeremiah turn Rochelle and Greg's money pit of a home into a modern masterpiece. Probably our listeners are too young to have remembered the movie called Money Pit, but there was a movie about a home that the couple kept trying to, you know, remodel, to fix up, and they just kept putting more and more money into it, and it just was a mess. It wasn't getting any better. And I think the couple was like arguing and fighting. It's kind of a mess, but it was called Money Pit. It's a money pit because it's like a big hole. As you're renovating or remodeling, you just keep putting more money into the house, and it just seems to swallow all your money up. So they turned their money pit of a home into a modern masterpiece, kind of like a piece of art. They worked so hard with the couple to make something that turned out, that began as something kind of a mess, to turn out into something that was quite beautiful.
Right, so Rochelle and Greg wanted to make those renovations and build their dream house, and then Nate and Jeremiah came to the rescue. They had their work cut out for them, but they helped them turn that money pit of a home into a modern masterpiece.
Yeah.
And to see Nate and Jeremiah work their magic, check out Nate and Jeremiah by Design on TLC this September, which is right now. So
yep.
If you turn on your TV right now and check your local listings, you might be able to catch this program. And remember, you heard about it first from us here. So again, in this program, we've got Nate and Jeremiah. They're working together. They're the dynamic duo of design, and they are working their magic. This is a phrase here that we use to describe people who do something really wonderful, to work your magic, to do your stuff, to do your magic, basically to do that wonderful thing that you have the skills to do.
Yeah, that other people can't do. That seems to be kind of difficult for the rest of us. But for them, they're really gifted and talented. So it's kind of like they're just working their magic. They're doing something the rest of us can't. So if you want to check them out, please tune in to TLC. It's this September. It's on this month. It's called Nate and Jeremiah by Design. Right now, guys, it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
那基本上他们的预算并没有很多，那更不用说除了厨房之外还有饭厅、客厅哦，更不用提这其他的空间了。看到这个片语 let alone， let alone 其实是一个很好用的片语，字面上就是啊，更别提什么了，更不用说什么了。不过有一点要注意的就是 let alone 它基本上啊，它这个语气上它通常比较长，就是跟前面的口气顺下来的话，哎，是比较偏向否定的，就是前者不怎么样，所以后面更不用说，后面这个更不用提它了。那第二点就是 let alone 它后面的句构啊，它基本上就是顺着前面这句话，如果前面是一个动词，一般动词，那你后面呢就是它的动词形式就可以。但是如果你前面是一个名词，你后面相对的就接着名词，那当然前面如果是 VING， 你后面就是 VING， 所以其实它基本上是顺着前面的结构而来，所以当你这里前面是动词，后面就会看到哎 finish renovating the dining and living rooms。 好，记住非常好用的片语，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. That's all the time we have for today, but maybe you are in a similar situation where you want to renovate your apartment or something to kind of fix it up, to make some changes so that you can invite some special guests over in the future, and they'll be so impressed and they'll go, wow,
whoa,
you really did a good job with this renovation. But I don't think you can get the dynamic design duo of Nate and Jeremiah to come all the way here to Taiwan, but who knows?
You could try.
Maybe they will come. Send them a letter. Maybe they'll come over here and check the place out. But
yeah,
that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you so much for joining us. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. See
you. Bye.